is demonic possession, and today we're going to explain why this happens in yoga. This is a yoga practice. Those videos are from an account on TikTok called Kundalini Activations. Kundalini yoga is a type of yoga that invites and you do these rituals and you do chants and you do poses to channel a demon called Kundalini. So this is actually a yoga diagram, and the Kundalini spirit is that serpent, it's that snake, and it coils up your spine and rests in your head and your brain. These Kundalini demons and Shakti and Shiva and all of these Hindu gods, and they channel them into their body and they react like this. They move around like a serpent, like the serpent that they're inviting into their body to be activated. So why am I talking about this? These people claim that this is the same thing as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's spirit that he puts in our hearts. We can be baptized in God's spirit and receive love, joy, peace, and it's like everything in this world comes to life, and it's the most beautiful feeling in the world. The Holy Spirit will never make you move your body around like a snake. That is an extremely common sign. If you're in a church meeting or if you're in some other spiritual meeting and somebody drops to the floor and starts slithering around like a snake, that is a demon. The Holy Spirit is not a snake. He's not a serpent. He will never make your body slither around on the ground like a snake.
Whoa, if you need any further proof that yoga is demonic, there you go. Statistics show that 33% of New Age followers today are between the ages of 18 to 29. Why are our youth so interested in the satanic movement drawing them away from God? And how can we bring them back to the truth? Today we're going to hear the personal testimony of a young woman who left the New Age and found Jesus. She'll be sharing encouragement for teens who want to discern God's calling on their lives. Taylor Scroggins is a Christian recording artist who was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. She boldly shares her testimony online about leaving the New Age movement to follow Jesus. Her testimony and teaching videos have been viewed over 30 million times. And to her amazement, thousands have been inspired by her testimony to throw away their crystals, tarot cards, and even witchcraft books to follow Christ. I'm Tina Griffin. You're tuning into the Counterculture Mom Show. Thank you for joining us. It's all about Satanism and witchcraft this week, since we are leading up to the huge pagan holiday of Halloween. I'm with former New Ager, Taylor Scroggins. Hey, girl, thank you. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to be here.
I am stoked to talk to you, girl. Now, before we started taping, you said you just got out of TikTok prison jail. What's happening with you? The latest on that.
What's so crazy and just the Holy Spirit, the video you played is the video that got me banned from TikTok.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's going out to the masses on this on over 40 platforms. Praise Jesus.
Wow. Look at God.
What does TikTok do? I don't do TikTok. I thought about doing it just to get the truth out there, but praise the Lord, you're in the mix over there. What do they do? Send you a warning, take your page down? How does that all work with prison over there?
So the weird thing about TikTok is it's not like Instagram, Facebook, where if you violate the guidelines, they review it and they ban you. On TikTok, people can gather together and just report you a bunch of times and it gets taken down. So it doesn't even go through like the checks. Like TikTok doesn't even, so essentially people, cancel culture can really thrive on there because they just gather up and, you know, take it down. And so with that video, the Hindu community on TikTok, you know, I mean, that video got, I think, over 300,000 views. And so it's going out everywhere. So the Hindu community found it and they made all of these really nasty videos about me and basically gathered witches, New Age, and Hindu practitioners and yoga practitioners to basically ban my account and get it taken down. And it was down for about a month, and now everything is back up and they're still trying to ban me, but you know, the Lord is going to get his message out.
He absolutely is. Have you had one of the naysayers actually come back to you and message you and say, you know what, I reported you, but now I'm starting to see the light and you might have something here?
Yeah, it's happened a few times where people will follow, witch talk is like obsessed with me. Like they love, it's really weird. So they make a lot of videos about my content, but then the people who follow the witches find me through them and they've written me and they're like, I found all these videos exposing you, but now I found Jesus and I'm free. And so it's been cool.
I love how that works, where the enemy tries to bury us 6 feet under, but he ends up burying himself, because the people that are trying to take us down or think that we're out there spreading lies start to think twice, and they find us through the naysayers.
Yeah.
Interesting how that works. Thank you for doing what you're doing, because it's not easy. You know, we're going to see persecution in this day and age. Christ is right around the corner. The enemy's not happy. All right, so you work alongside your husband, Jericho. He seems like a really neat guy. I saw pictures of him and did a little research on you guys. He is your music producer and also 5-time Grammy Award-winning engineer and producer. Of course, your ministry, besides singing, entails writing, releasing that worship music, preaching, and creating Christian content for social media and YouTube. You go, woman. It's all I got to say. Keep at it. Tell people who might be new with you and who you are about your testimony.
Yeah. So I think I fell into New Age, which is rebranded witchcraft. Let's just be real. I fell into it like most people through media. And I remember age 9 and 10. If you're moms of any like millennial or Gen Z or mom or dad, like we had these like teenage preteen magazines,
yes.
Tiger Beat, Pop Star.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we were consuming them. And I remember being 8, 9, 10 years old, flipping to the magazines and reading my horoscope. Like I do that every single time. It was really important to me to like know. I mean, that's how early they're targeting little kids with, oh, what's your horoscope? If your birthday is right here, this is what's going to happen to you. And like, what kid is going to be like, kids don't know any better.
Right.
So that was my introduction. But, you know, when you're a little kid, it's just, you just receive. So I just received it. And then, you know, I was raised in a very Christian household. We were in church all the time, but no one ever explained to me why witchcraft or, you know, psychics or these things were not good. My mom just said, don't do it. Stay away from it. And there was always this curiosity that I had, because when something's forbidden and you don't have any explanation, you're going to be curious. And so things like Harry Potter, That's So Raven, like if I turned that on the TV, my mom would be in there in a minute and be like, turn that off right now. You know better. But she never explained why.
I was just going to ask you that. So when she would tell you, turn that off, don't watch it. Now, I am definitely older than you are. Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up, I really wanted to watch Dirty Dancing when that beast came out, just because I'm like, oh, you know, fun twists and turns and flipping over the head. Well, I try to look past the 90% nakedness of what the wardrobe entailed. And I remember my mom telling me the same thing. Don't you watch that movie? Well, I snuck downstairs after they were in bed. You know, we're farm kids here. And everybody was in bed by like 8. And watched it and felt guilty afterwards for years. Isn't that nuts? Like 30 years later, I'm still thinking about it. But she didn't explain to me like why. Over the years, she did. Did you listen to your mom when she told you, don't turn on that TV show, that's, you know, a cartoon full of Wicca? When she said, steer clear from it, did you listen? Were you frustrated at your mom? Do you wish she would have told you the why behind it? What can parents do today to steer their kids in the right direction and explain the reasoning?
100% tell the why. If my mom told me why, I would have been, you know, that when you watch these shows about witchcraft, you invite demons into you, into your house. And if she told me that, I would have been like, heck no, I'm not turning that on. And also, you know, if you tell your kids and they do know the why and they still do it, I mean, at least they know what they're getting themselves into. And so, yeah, I would sneak around, especially when I was at my friend's house or at my cousin's house. We would watch all the shows that, you know, I felt conviction about doing it in my own house. But when I would go hang out with my friends, we would. And so, yeah, I mean, I snuck around in that way.
Why do you think a lot of young people today are fascinated by witchcraft, Satanism, the occult, all of that?
Well, for me, I think there's mainly two reasons. I think that there's some generational curses that need to be broken. So for me, my mom was very, very strict on witchcraft and other things, other sins, other things in culture. She never really like hit as hard. And, you know, for me, it was weird. But then when I got older, she explained that a few generations back, one of her, I think it was her great grandmother, was a witch. So in Mexico, she was the witch doctor. People would come to her and they needed healing. If they needed, she was a good witch. Obviously, there's no such thing, but the devil deceives us. And so, yeah, she would heal people and do all these things and cleanses. And she became a Christian and she burned all her books, threw all that away. But there was some bloodline curses that need to be broken. And my mom knew that that was something that was in the family. So she really wanted to keep us from it. But the why, not explaining that, was the reason why later on I fully went into it and had to break those generational curses. And I would say the second reason is because we're not really seeing power, the power of God in many churches. Like, people are afraid to pray for the sick or prophesy and operate in their spiritual gifts. And they see that, well, a psychic can tell me my future. And they don't even know that, like, someone can give you a prophetic word. And so I think because a lot of churches, and there are some that are great, obviously there are amazing churches that are spirit filled and they're doing the things that Jesus told us to do, cast out demons, heal the sick, all that. But I think they're not seeing the power of God, but they're seeing the power of the occult and they're gravitating towards that.
What do you think about churches that celebrate Halloween as far as having a trunk or treat, come dress up in your costume, but be safe here in our building? Do you think that churches should partake in any Halloween celebration or steer completely away from it?
You know, I think celebrating fall, like the season, you know, when kids go to pumpkin patches or, you know, caramel apples and cute things like that, that it's just, it's like in the springtime you go and you can, whatever, enjoy the spring. I think that's fine, but celebrating Halloween, the history of it, you know, dressing up and witches and vampire, I don't think we should be celebrating darkness, witchcraft, paganism at all. And it comes from paganism.
Yep.
So, yeah.
They're clear. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a video I want everybody to check out right now of your journey. It is very powerful. For people tuning in via audio, it's hard to see what's going on these images. So definitely go to our website, counterculturemom.com. Click on the Watch Now tab at the top of the page. And you can watch this episode. Watch the whole series. Once again, counterculturemom.com. Click on the Watch Now button. Talia, this one is just powerful. Check this out, everybody.
Wandering through, empty and confused. No hope. No you. Purpose instead, I was looking in all the wrong places. My heart is yours to mend, and I don't have to pretend like I'm stainless. The wounds inflicted on me don't cause me pain, they bring out my beauty in my brokenness and vulnerability.
That was so good. I have like chills from head to toe just watching that. Everybody go to counterculturemom.com, watch this episode. So good. You have such a powerful testimony. We're going to talk about that more in detail and what parents need to be aware of regarding New Age, witchcraft, all the rest, right after a word from our sponsor. What if there was a safe, drug-free way to help your anxiety and stress levels? Well, now there is with Restore Patch. It's great for anyone suffering from fear, anxiety, sleep issues, lack of energy, or even migraines. It's the latest in wearable technology, a simple, all-natural, chemical-free wearable patch. Risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I'm just less anxious, I'm happier, I'm calmer.
I've had both of these together all day, been focused, been great.
I decided to give these a try because I just wanted to give my body a break, but I wanted to do so without chemicals, without prescription medications, and this has been great.
I was skeptical and I tried it and I am beyond thrilled that I did.
I'm telling you, this is everything I've ever needed.
Anyone can benefit from Restore Patch. To help your body get back on track or keep it there, just go to restorepatch.com and use code Tina at checkout to get 10% off.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Hey, everybody, we have a killer bonus for this Halloween season that we don't want to celebrate. If you become a monthly partner with Counterculture Ministries anytime between now and the Halloween horrible holiday, October 31st, you'll receive a free download of our Hollywood Exposed series. Your mind will be blown by the deception that this exposes. Many teens are even saying, can we get more of that info? Check it out. Just go to counterculturemom.com. Click on the donate button at the top of the page. The funding not only helps us with getting on more airwaves and more platforms around this globe, but it also helps us do more seminars around this country for teens, tweens, toddlers, and yes, even parents and grandparents. Once again, counterculturemom.com, click on the donate button, and then the first week of November, you will receive free download of the Hollywood Exposed 4 CD series. The topics covered in this series are as follows: how TV shows and movies promote identity crisis and gender confusion, how celebrities promote Satanism, witchcraft, and today's music, how video games, sexting, bullying, and social media impact our kids, and how to safeguard your home from today's harmful entertainment. This is a must for any parents with children who have tech gadgets, watch Netflix, ingest social media, play video games, and use apps. Well, that pretty much is every child in America. And you'll get that all free if you sign up as a monthly partner before the end of this month. Thank you so much, you guys. Hey, girl, we are back. Please tell us, what are some of the things parents need to be aware of this Halloween season, and what should they warn their children about, not just in Halloween, but New Age and all the rest?
Yeah, I think the New Age movement is exploding so much that honestly, I don't even think it's a Halloween season thing. I see these things happening year round, and it's honestly, it grieves me so much. You know, tarot cards, crystals, obviously psychics, you know, anything that is, you know, let me tell you your future, let me tell you about yourself. I think the biggest deception I see going on in the church right now is with the Enneagram and yoga. There are so many Christians that think that they can practice yoga. If you just look at the history and the roots of it, you cannot practice yoga. It's a spiritual practice, and yogis will tell you it is a spiritual practice first. The physical aspect of it, the exercise, is just secondary, or maybe even more down the totem pole than that. And with the Enneagram, the creators of the Enneagram were occultists. They, you know, were into all kinds of mysticism and worshiped all kinds of demons, and they did all of this stuff. And it's literally the same as astrology. Like, they literally pulled from astrology to create the Enneagram. And it's sad. I see so many people writing Christian books and Christian Bible studies and getting your identity from the Enneagram. It's a satanic identity. You want to get your identity from who Jesus says you are.
Okay, so there's like 20 things I want to say right now. First of all, everybody tuning in, if you're like, wait a second, I go to yoga class, but they play Christian music. We dissected a ton of that. I know your head's shaking. I'm like, mm-mm. Doreen Virtue did an excellent job explaining a whole episode on yoga, the lies surrounding it. Check out her episode with us at the Counterculture Mom Show. Once again, at counterculturemom.com, search for Doreen Virtue. You'll find it fascinating. I completely agree with everything you're saying. And there's so many people that left the New Age movement saying the exact same thing because they know the why behind it. Mm-hmm. And if people loved really good stretches that yoga gives people or allows them to do, because that's the number one complaint that I'm hearing from people, what can you suggest of where Christians, believers go to do their stretching but steer clear from the yoga aspect?
So I actually was a dancer for about 10 years, and there are plenty of stretches that you can do that don't involve yoga. I mean, there's great exercises different ways to stretch your body without bending over backwards and channeling a cobra. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you have to look a little bit harder because in this day and age, it's everywhere, but isn't your spiritual purity worth that? Isaiah Saldivar has great videos on yoga. Pastor Vlad from Hungry Gen has great videos. Yeah. I did yoga. I did Christian yoga when I was I was in ninth grade. I did Christian yoga and I was like super saved and I didn't think anything would come out of it. I didn't know any better. And not too long ago, I was listening to, I think it Pastor Vlad and Everett Roweth did a video about yoga and then they did a prayer at the end, just like a deliverance prayer to like break anything off of yoga that you open the door to. And I did it over 10 years ago. Oh. And I was listening to the prayer and I felt angry. And I was like, oh my gosh, there is something in me that is angry. I need to get this out. And I'm like, had no idea something would be lingering or sticking around. And again, I did Christian yoga. I listened to worship music and he started calling out Hindu gods and I felt something in me. And I was like, oh no, the blood of Jesus, like we're praying this out right now. And it left and I was fine. But Christian yoga.
I could not agree more. I heard so many people tell me this over the years. And I did a lot of mission work in South America. It's huge down there as well. A lot of witchcraft in South America, here too in America. But I was blown away by what I saw when I went down there. Demons coming out of people. I mean, that's a whole nother series in itself. You've got an awesome video out there explaining why we shouldn't put our faith in crystals or anything else besides Jesus. It's fantastic. Everybody check this out.
Can Christians own crystals? I am an ex-New Ager. I'm now a Christian. I messed with witchy and New Age things and Jesus saved me. The important thing to understand about crystals is that they are natural, meaning God created them. A rock, a plant, a tree, a crystal cannot be evil in its nature because they were made by God. The issue comes when you start assigning magical, spiritual, supernatural properties to these rocks or plants or herbs. That's when it becomes witchcraft. The Bible is extremely clear that Christians and people who follow God, people who believe in Jesus, are not to practice witchcraft. You can even Google, what does the Bible say about witchcraft? And lists upon lists in the original Greek and Hebrew even will pull up so you can study, you know, what the Bible says about witchcraft. It says that it's an abomination to God to stay away from it, that we cannot serve two masters. You can't serve God and Jesus and the devil.
Taylor, that was a fantastic eye-opening video right there. What is the feedback you're getting from people after sharing this truth on social media?
Honestly, there has not been that much backlash about crystals. There's been a lot of backlash about yoga. Interesting. But yeah, a lot of people have seen these videos and they have thrown away hundreds and hundreds of crystals. And I think God is really moving.
Okay, before I let you go, people have to know about your music, your ministry, your hit song, Radiant. Tell us more about this amazing piece.
Thank you so much. Radiant is my debut single as a Christian artist. I have been making videos online for about a year and a half now and just waiting on God's timing on when I can release music. This has been a dream of mine since I was 12. And, you know, the time came and the song released last month. And it's about my journey leaving New Age and finding Christ. And so, you know, I think what better song to release as my first single than my testimony, the story about, you know, leaving the darkness.
Well, girl, all I got to say is you not only sing about it, you look it, you feel it, you protrude it from every ounce of your body, woman. You are radiant. I'm glad you're out there. I'm glad you left New Age, and I'm glad you're on a fast track to get as many lives saved as possible with your phenomenal testimony. Everybody tuning in, share this with everybody. Everybody needs positive in their life. Radiant will give that to you. Her testimony will give that to you. And share this episode with several young people that you know are currently involved in New Age and need to get out of it and see the light and come to a life-saving knowledge of Christ. Girl, you've been phenomenal. Keep up the excellent work. Everybody out there, go to counterculturemom.com. Once again, watch all four episodes this week as we expose Satanism, the occult, New Age, and all the rest. Right here, perfect timing, right before Halloween. Let's not dress up our kid in a crazy costume, even if it might be an angel. Pass out some Bible tracts, invite your friends over for a great dinner, play some board games that are good, but steer clear from this business. Girl, you rock, keep at it.
face.